I will present here the interior of the Garden Smart 2-channel Tuya / Wi-Fi transmitter model CCWFI0232PK, which I received as a donation from the user @Strigan from Canada to run my firmware for microcontrollers from the Beckon family. The topic will be divided into two parts, the interior of the product, and then connecting the programmer and loading the batch. But first, a special thank you to @Strigan. Thank you. The template for this product has already been added to my firmware. If someone wants to send me some other product for testing, I invite you to PW. What is it about? As a supplement, I recommend that you familiarize yourself with related topics, including with my initiative to write my own batch for BK7231, Tasmota's ESP equivalent, WB2S/BK7231. We create our own firmware, UDP, TCP, HTTP, MQTT, my HTTP server, configurator, MQTT support from Home Assistant. I also described the manufacturer's applications, Tuya, Ewe Link, Blitzwolf, Smart Life, in previous topics from the series. I will not discuss its topic here. Additionally, my Home Assistant tutorial. Additionally, a twin topic, but with a product from BK7231N, not T. Kiachip Smart Switch, BK7231N, CB2S, Interior, Programming Tests with the Tuya application, Automation. I have tested Tuya products in this section so many times that I will not discuss the obvious functionalities here. I refer to the previous parts, e.g. here. Kit contents and product interior. He bought the @Strigan kit at a Costco store. In his opinion, earlier versions were based on ESP8266 and Tasmota could be used with them, but Tuya is switching to Beckon chips. The parcel came to me after quite a long time. The Polish post office could not let it pass, even though it was marked as gift, and counted the postage to some 8.5 PLN, which I paid upon receipt. The lady from the post office brought a package to the door at least. Kit contents. Well, in Canada, they have a different standard of sockets than ours. The device is on 120 volt. I think that 230 volt would also work. But you need to check it after opening. Check the parameters of all elements and their catalog notes, from the inverter controller as there is, through capacitors to relays. The housing is screwed together with screws. Inside, we have two relays, one button, and a 32-bit microcontroller with Wi-Fi BK7231T, but simply placed on the main PCB of the device, not in the form of a module, such as WB2S or WB3S. There is a fuse at the input, a varistor, a simple filter on the choke. The power supply itself is transformerless, based on the ICW4008. BK7231T. We will program it. Right next to it, you can see the voltage regulator, 3.3 volt. Because BK works at 3.3 volt, and the relay works at 5 volt, sometimes at 12 volt. You can also see two transistors that control the relays. From the bottom, we have prepared pads for programming signals including UART 1 port, programming via bootloader, UART 2 port, debug log output with information about what the device does, SPI pins, programming if bootloader fails, CEN pin, system reset. That's it. In the next paragraph, we solder and program. Programming BK7231T with my firmware. We download the last batch binaries and BKWriter 1.60 from my repo. All operations are performed after disconnecting the product from the electrical network. We connect the power from USB to LDO, pinout LM1117, 5 volts to VIN, ground to ground. We isolate the wires, whiten them, give a little flux to 1117. We solder with a clean soldering iron tip. We clean EG with a sponge method. Same for 1RX, 1TX, and CEN. The 2TX2RX port is only a debug log output. We don't need it if everything is okay. Before soldering, we also whiten the pads. We also apply flux. We also whiten the ends of the wires. Previously isolated. Connect the USB UART converter. Here the HW597 USB I like is TTL. In the 3.3 volt mode. Jumper between VCC and 3V3. Along with the power supply derived directly from the USB. It will not work from the pin signed 5V because it has a slightly different role. We run BK Writer 1.60. We can make a cop.